23 years ago, on the 2nd of February in the year 1996, Pope St. John Paul II established the Feast of the Presentation as the World Day for the Consecrated Life. This day was chosen because in our gospel this morning, we read of two elderly people, Simeon and Anna, who consecrated their lives to God. Of Simeon, we are told, "Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him." Now here we learn something of Simeon's character. We are told that he lived a life that was responsive to God. This is in part what it means to be righteous. He was also a man of great devotion, of deep prayer. And his consecration to the Lord inspired within him the character of hope. I love the phrase that's used here, that he was looking forward to the consolation of Israel. You see, Simeon understood that when the Messiah came, Jesus would come to comfort the sorrowful. At the same time, Jesus is seen and prophesied because Simeon says he is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, that the place where Jesus the Consoler will do his greatest work of consolation is on the cross. And the first person that he will console is his blessed mother, of whom Simeon said, "A sword will pierce your own soul too." When we think of Simeon, he is also, we're told, a man on whom rested the Holy Spirit. And the beautiful thing that happens here is when he takes Jesus at 40 days of age into his hands, he knows that he is holding the Messiah, the light of the nations, and he speaks with a prophetic voice. Well, what does St. Luke tell us of Anna? Well, she was a prophet. She'd been married for 7 years. She's now 84. And day and night, she stayed in the temple fasting and praying. Anna is the first contemplative consecrated person. Contemplative religious are those people who give their whole life to prayer. They give their whole life to God in that very focused way. And as Simeon was looking forward to the consolation of Israel, Anna was looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Now think about this with me. This is Luke's gospel. Luke is the same writer who records on the cross the good thief, the repentant thief, Dismas, ask of Jesus, "Jesus, remember me when you enter into your kingdom." Now think about this with me. What does Jesus do at that moment? Two things. He consoles Dismas and he redeems him. He consoles him. "Today I tell you, you will be with me in paradise." Dismas was expecting hell, and he's given heaven. What can be of greater consolation? What can give to the heart a greater sense of joy than to know that the Redeemer is the one who consoles us? The consecrated life. The church has always called men and women to follow in the example of Simeon and Anna, to live lives dedicated to the Lord. The church in our day has an urgent need for people to respond, to live the consecrated life as religious. either as those who, like the decastled Carmelites, follow in the way of Anna and live a life of seclusion, or those perhaps more like Simeon, who would be active in their consecration. Perhaps some of you here today, or some of you younger people who might be watching this homily online, have a sense that God is calling you to the consecrated life, that God is calling you to this particular way of being. I've heard it said that those who are consecrated to the Lord are the heart of the church. We are the body of Christ, but in order for the body to be healthy, she needs men and women who totally give themselves, like Simeon and Anna did, to the Lord. And the more vibrant our religious communities, the more vibrant the church will be. Because in our day, there are so many people who need to have their hearts consoled. In our day, there are so many people who need to know the redeeming mercy of Jesus. In our day, as in every day, the only way that this can happen is by the conversion of the heart, is by the work of the Holy Spirit in the lives of those who will say yes to Jesus when he calls them to this particular way of being, a way of sacrifice, a way of self-giving. St. John Paul II understood what he did 23 years ago. He understood that the 21st century church needs to have a renewal of those who will choose to live the life of the consecrated. May Simeon and Anna pray for us, and may we pray for an increase of vocations to the consecrated life. And if God is calling you, do not miss his invitation.